What, pray tell, have you managed to blow up this time, my darling? Perhaps another window has blown out, or another effigy of my fine self mysteriously caught a flame and hung from the ramparts. Oh, we have a small wooden... Is that a goat? What on earth do you need a wooden goat for? All right. Come with me, little one. We'll lunch while the smoke disappears. You must spare what is left of your goat friend. Besides, I think you could do with a break from all of this hard work you've been putting in. Though you do seem to have an unusual penchant for flames, considering you're a healer. Are you trying to branch out? Just in case. You're practicing fire magic, just in case. Seems like a dangerous hobby to pick up on a whim, or due to suspicion. It is not like anyone can harm you here in the castle anyway. Come now. Be honest. Are you looking for attention? Cat caught your tongue. Very well. I shall assume this is the case and act accordingly. If it is attention you want, I will happily supply it. You will take lunch in our rooms and spend some time together. I can think of no finer way to spend the day. No, don't object now. Why is it that you can always find your words when you want to complain? Come along to our suite. Please, leave the food. And then leave us be. Yes. Send dinner up as well. I don't particularly fancy a meal in the dining room today. Yes. Thank you. Now, I've taken care of our meals for the remainder of the day. Lunch should be here in an hour, and dinner is at 7. I hope the rest of your day is clear. No more dangerous experiments scheduled. Perhaps you planned on taking another wooden replica of me and tossing it into the moat. Wouldn't want to interrupt that. No. Excellent. Then you're all mine. Why do you look nervous? You've been here for a few months now. Surely you trust me by now. I would never harm you. Unless you asked, of course. Are you nervous that now you've found a cure, I'll kick you out? Is that why you were practicing fire magic? To defend yourself on the streets, so you can find another patron? Your shop is still there, you know. You can return whenever you would like, if that's what you want. I would never turn you away. But you don't have to stay here if you're unhappy. You deserve to be happy, more than anything. I thought we had moved past this. No. No. You are not here solely because of your magic. If that were the case, you would be gone by now. You are a very talented mage, yes, but you are so much more than just your magic. I enjoy having you here with me. It is very selfish of me, really, to keep you. But I adore you just for you. Don't give me that look. I mean it. You are more than just a mage. You are beautiful, and smart, and determined. You are selfless and fiery. You are an example for us all. You have a spirit which lights the room when you walk in, and a heart of the finest gold. You deserve everything I can give you, and more. I can never give you enough to show you the depths of my feelings. I intend to spoil you, given half a chance, just so I can at least give you an idea. No, don't roll your eyes. You should be doted on and pampered. If not only because you deserve it, and I want to, then for the fact that you saved an entire nation of people from ruin. It is vital to me that you understand how outstanding you are. Not only because you are a mage, but because you are a wonderful woman. You are a hero to us all. Saved us all, and you've asked nothing in return. That is an admirable trait. You are admirable. Come now. Don't be shy. Let me admire you. I will prove it to you, somehow. Is it really that hard to listen to me compliment you? You won't even kiss me back. And it's not very nice, you know. And to think, I only just finished extolling your virtues. Stop. Come now. I said stop. Do not self-deprecate. You have remarkable talents and unparalleled skill. You have much to be proud of. Stop this nonsense. Now. Little one, if I need to tie you down and shower you in compliments until you believe me, I will. If I have to gag you to do it, I will do that too. Whatever it takes. I will not accept defeat, and I will not allow you to tear yourself down like this. Let me think. Why are you squirming? Oh, I see. Tying you down, is that what's done it? Of course. Well, if you insist. No, don't protest me now. I can see how pink your cheeks are. You're already imagining it, aren't you? Being tied to the bed and having me ravish you. I bet you're wet already. Well, I have already cleared our day. This is the perfect opportunity for it. No. Don't try and tell me you don't want to be tied up. I can see that you do. Am I wrong? I didn't think so. Come. The bed is waiting for us. I'm sure we will have the silk ties around. Let me see. Yes. Here they are. Today, you prove beyond a shadow of a doubt how wonderful you are. From this moment forth, let you never doubt your worth or how much you mean to me. All right, you know the drill by now. Strip down. Climb on the bed. Now you listen, of course. You would do anything with sex on the line, wouldn't you? Put your arms above your head and spread your legs. Quickly, darling. There now. All tied up. Comfortable? Good. Good. Now, concentrate on me. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice. No, don't try and move. I've tied you down specifically to prevent that. Stay still. Keep your eyes closed. You are a beautiful, kind woman. Every inch of you is more perfect than I can possibly imagine. Don't squirm because you are uncomfortable with my words. I want you to lie very still. Take a deep breath in, and then out. Just relax. I promise I will release you if you need. You remember the word, don't you? Are you okay? Shall we continue? Now then, I was reminding you how beautiful you are. Your hair is incredibly soft, and every inch of skin is like silk. I could spend ages touching you, and nothing more. I could spend even longer teasing you, watching you turn pink all over. Yes, just like that. You turn the most stunning shade I have ever seen when you're pleased. Shall I compliment you next? As a self-proclaimed authority on human anatomy, you have the most stunning breasts I have ever seen. If I had time left over from touching you and teasing you, I would devote all of it to these. I love how soft they are. They fit so well in my hand. Shh now, shh. Do not be embarrassed. I'm not lying to you when I say they are beautiful. And when I pinch your nipples, there, you make the most amazing sounds. Especially when I tie you down like this. No matter how much I may roll them or tease them, you always react, moaning, groaning. I think, as enticing as this is, there are more pressing matters to attend to. For example, the fact that you can't move away as I kiss over your stomach. No squirming when I press my fingers into your gorgeous thighs. No protests when I dip my fingers into you. There is my little girl. Simply being tied up has you wet. Single finger has you gasping for more. You are greedy in all of the best ways. You're perfect. Now, I wonder how much you would like a second finger inside of you. Or perhaps, maybe I should pull out and swirl around your clit until you come. I imagine that you could orgasm quickly that way. But I don't think that is what you need right now. You need something inside of you, don't you? Oh, yes, I know you do. I can tell. You're pulling at those silk ties like you want to drag me down on top of you. It must be so frustrating to be restrained like that. Oh, no. No. Don't glare at me. Keep your eyes closed, or I'll blindfold you, too. And don't wear at me. I have an extra tie that would make a perfect gag. Just listen to me. There. Excellently done. And to reward you for those closed eyes, two fingers this time. Yes, please. Do make more sounds. I love the noises you make. How your breath hitches and your back arches. Sound of my fingers moving in and out. What was that? You want more? I know. Tell me now. Do you understand now that you are beautiful? Strong? Unlike any other? Can you at least attempt to see yourself the way I do? The way this entire country does? I need the words, darling. Or should I deny you more? I promise you, I will remove my fingers now unless you acknowledge your brilliance. Tell me. Let me hear you say you are beautiful. Music to my ears. You are incredibly gorgeous. What else? Tell me more of your positive traits. The things that make you the woman you are today. Indeed. Oh, I knew you would come around. That is just the tip of the iceberg. But I shall spare you further trials. This is enough for now. A foundation we can build on. I think the future. We will be practicing like this often. Now then, to reward you, I think that perhaps you might move on to something with more substance. I thought you might agree. Now, are you comfortable enough where you are? You know what to say if you need me to stop, right? Good job. Just remember that, little one. Now. I'm going to take these robes off. Now, keep your eyes closed. If you wanted a striptease, you should have asked before I tied you up. feel my hands running down your sides, over your breasts. Nothing else matters. Are you ready? I am aching for you already. Can you feel me between your legs now? I can do whatever I want with your legs spread like this. On the tip of my cock over your folds. Teasing you with my length. I love it when you beg. But I would rather hear you moan with me inside of you. Yes, exactly like that as I push inside. Oh. Oh. Fuck, you feel exquisite. How good does it feel to have me inside of you? To be filled and stretched and given everything you had been waiting for. Oh. Oh. I love fucking you. I love watching your face as you grow closer to coming. Moving inside of your warm pussy. Fucking you hard. You were close before this even, weren't you? Oh, my little girl likes being tied up and teased and complimented, don't you? I bet you'll come quickly with me moving deep inside of you like this. You are close. I can feel it. I need you to open your eyes now. I want to watch you tip over. Give me those gorgeous eyes. You have unforgettable eyes. I can't imagine my life without them. Oh, darling, I need you to come. Come with me deep inside of you. I need you to. I need you to come to feel good with me. To experience all the glory that is the two of us. Together. Sharing our love. Our feelings. And devotion. No. Gods, I love you. That's it. Keep coming for me. Come, darling, please. Please. Oh. Oh. I'm probably crushing you. All right. Let me untie you. I'm still inside of you, darling. I don't think I can get much closer. Oh, no. I don't mind. You need to only ask me, and I will snuggle you as often as you like. Here. Let me hold you. I meant it. I do love you. I've probably loved you from the first moment we met. I did intend to tell you in a more classically romantic setting, but somehow you ended up tied up. And then there was so much hanging in the air, I forgot all of the plans I had. That mouth of yours seems to derail us often. I intend to keep you here with me, if you'll allow me. I swear I will keep you safe, provide for you. Yes, you can continue your experiments. You can do whatever you want. Stay here, and I will give you whatever you need. No strings attached, no expectations. Be with me. Bring light into my life. Be mine. You will stay? Oh, my dear. I don't think I could even begin to express how much that means to me. Oh, I love you too, little one. I look forward to many more encounters in our future. I think I will soon find that life is never boring with you around.